I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Ukrainian pastor, Alexander Solfetnikov, was abducted by Russian soldiers May 17th in the Kharkiv region. He's the pastor at the Light of the Gospel Evangelical Church, and despite heavy fighting in the area, he stayed behind to take care of those who couldn't flee. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us.
So over a week ago now, detained by Russian troops, apparently injured. We don't know injured in the detention, but reportedly is under medical care and is still being held by the Russian troops.
Fighting in the Kharkiv region took a turn earlier this month, and Ukrainian troops pushed the Russian military all the way back to the border. The city of Kharkiv is safe from shelling at the moment, but many people in outlying areas still have to live in their basements. Pray this pastor would be brought to safety and that his courage would point to Jesus. And we told you last year that Tent Schools International was planning a mobile school in Lebanon. The school has officially launched bringing education to refugee kids in the Baca Valley. The entire school rides on the bed of a truck and includes space for kids to sit and learn. Rawan Haddad says 12 kids have been enrolled during the first month alone.
With increased funding, our partner will later add two more classes during warmer months for a total of 36 Syrian children who would otherwise have no access to education. The mobile school includes a bathroom, a small kitchen to serve healthy school lunches, and learning materials.
In fact, Tent Schools hopes to see more mobile schools in the Baca Valley come alongside this ministry so they can reach more kids with education in the name of Christ. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.